Having just opened his gallery at 910 Royal Street, Frank Relly's photographs now adorn the walls in the French Quarter. His techniques of manipulating light and location have led him from swamps and nature to blighted properties in the city. His photos have stories to tell, and we're here with Frank at WWNO to see what stories and thoughts lurk in his mind. So thanks, Frank, for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kelly. Good to see you.
You too. So if you had to draw a flow chart of your process, what would it include?
I really like this question that you asked me. And there's this quote that I guess I probably found about a year ago that is kind of at the center of my flow chart. It says that a man's work is nothing but the slow trek to rediscover through the detours of art those two or three great and simple images in whose presence his soul first opened. And Albert Camus said that. So that's kind of the center of my flow chart. And so I'm trying to get myself into a state of mind, a state of heightened awareness that I can start to feel and read the visual symbols in the landscape and become more in tune with them. One of my early experiences as a kid was I looked at the cross-section of a plant underneath a microscope. That creates a trance state for me, and I feel like I can go into this other world. So if I could have a microscopic view, that would be pretty intense because I would be like that guy who's just always, you know, in this. He's like, what's up with Frank? Oh, he's just all up in that microscope, you know?
That microscopic guy. Right. You could wear a patch.
Right. I could do a patch or
yeah, right?
Maybe slide it aside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. What is something you never want to change about your work?
I never want to change that I know that my work is my own. There's a challenge in working for yourself in any type of job. I think when you're self-employed, you know, you're always on. You always have to deal with things. But the great thing about it is all the problems that you have to solve on a daily basis are your own problems. Because basically that's what you're doing. You're creating and solving problems all the time. So when I get frustrated, I just have to remind myself, well, this is a problem that I created, you know, because in a way, my work as a photographer, my work as a gallery owner is a problem that I created. But I like to be engaged and I don't want to change my my engagement.
So what's the strangest conversation you've ever had with Entergy?
Strangest conversation I've ever had with Entergy. Well, I don't know if all of y'all know this, but they changed all of the high-pressure sodium lights in the city to LED lights. And high-pressure sodium light is not beautiful, but at least it's warm and gold. And so I called my friends who work with Entergy as subcontractors when they were taking all those lights out. And I was like, I need these lights. How many of them can I get? Can I buy them? I already had a big supply of them because that's one of the things that I use to light my photographs. But now I have a really big supply of high-pressure sodium lights. So if it comes to it, you know, I can start switching the lights back. We need warm lighting. Let's go back to gas lamps.
Right?
Seriously.
I know.
Romance, people.
Romance
beauty.
Always trumps everything.
That's what we're, you know, I mean, New Orleans is a tourism-driven economy. And people come here for history and magic and romance. And lighting is the key. When's the last time you went to a romantic restaurant, a beautiful historic romantic restaurant, and they had full Blair White lighting on, and you felt, oh man, I feel really...
Fluorescent lights.
Yeah. It's like pizza lights. You know, when you go to those pizza joints and they have the terrible fluorescent
yes.
lights? You don't want to see anybody at midnight under those lights. Make America golden again.
Boom.
Make New Orleans golden.
Yeah, right? Thanks for coming in, Frank.
Thank you. This was great.
So once again, Frank Relly's new gallery is at 910 Royal Street, and you can also go to frankrelly.com, wwno.org, and nolavie.com to learn more about him and his work. For Nolavie and WWNO, this has been Kelly Crawford and
Frank Relly.